a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Nice to see sunshine back in our forecast for a couple of days before weather changes move in. Today, mostly sunny. Still chilly with a high temperature only in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. Cold again. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine. A milder day. Upper 50s to around 60. Not bad for January. Thursday, the first of two storm systems on the way with a risk of showers by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. Thursday's high around 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we get a brief break in between storm systems, then showers likely again. Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, before it turns sharply colder as an Arctic plunge of much colder air comes in on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Network, I'm Andrew James. A lawsuit filed against the Selma City Council by Selma Mayor Dario Melton is thrown out by a judge. Melton filed suit back in October after the City Council voted to assume appointment powers over some key city positions. Melton is expected to appeal this decision. An early morning fire at the Macon County Courthouse remains under investigation. County officials say a courthouse room caught fire early Monday morning. It's the same courthouse that authorities say was intentionally set on fire back in 2016. No injuries were reported. And no arrests after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Police say a man was found shot at the intersection of Chisholm and Broadview Streets. His injuries are not life-threatening. Please call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Suspect Jake Patterson appeared in a Wisconsin court by video. Details how and why he kidnapped 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killed her parents. Arresting officers say Patterson told them, quote,
yes, sir.
I did it.
An extraordinary statement from an American president.
I never worked for Russia.
President Trump is pushing back after reports that the FBI opened an inquiry into whether or not he was an agent of Russia.
Cleanup is underway from the powerful winter storm that swept across the country.
President Trump told reporters he has, for the time being, shelved the threat of declaring a national emergency on the border.
A scare at a UPS facility in New Jersey after a man armed with a gun took two women hostage.
The suspect has been apprehended.
Tens of thousands of teachers in Los Angeles head to the picket line after a breakdown in contract talks.
The president is hosting the national champion Clemson University football team. White House residential staff furloughed, so the president bought dinner. American fast food.
UCLA gymnast Caitlin Ohashi is an internet star after she got a perfect 10 for her floor routine.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, yes, any caller, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Things that you put in up to a value of $60. If you're just visiting down there, you ought to try several things. I highly recommend the Cuban sandwich. They've got great camp stew. If he's got chili, I would definitely get the chili. The chili with a cheese sandwich, a toasted cheese, is really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. But their camp stew is excellent. They normally have camp stew all the time. Chili, not so much.
Man, but when you talk about comfort food, I'm thinking some sort of like chili or soup or with a grilled cheese.
I'm gonna do chili this weekend. Because when it gets down that cold, you got to have chili. Got to have really good chili. I'm going to spice that bad boy up. Okay, let's see. I gave you the telephone number, said now 272-9228. Let's continue on with Joe Scarborough. This was just so maddening this morning. This was... Go ahead.
I shared something with you off air, and it was Robert Reich, who's known on the left. He impersonates an economist from time to time.
Yep.
And
short economist, too.
Indeed. Well, yeah, Milton Friedman was pretty short.
Yeah, Milton was.
But, you know, not everybody can be big, strapping athletes. Sometimes you need little, brilliant guys. But Robert Reich is essentially echoing what we're hearing in the morning, Joe. He said, the next time you hear Trump claim he's tough on Russia, remember that he has weakened NATO and the EU, given Putin cover on Crimea and repeated Kremlin talking points. Somebody responded to that, and the list could go on and on. But, or remember that Trump has, among other things, badgered NATO to spend more money on the military, which Russia does not like, sent weapons to Ukraine, which Obama wouldn't do, bombed Syria twice. We've killed Russians in Syria. He's not big on this new gas pipeline coming from Russia to Germany. It's just very selective, and now they set up this theory of Trump being a Russian plant or asset, even unwittingly. It's
tribalism. It's tribalism. Yeah. It's like what the news is. This is what Donald Trump has done wrong today. Okay, let's continue on here. We might have to stop it here.
Donald Trump is actively undermining the FBI, the CIA, the intel community, and his lackeys are doing the same thing. There was actually a buffoon on Fox News that talked about abolishing the FBI. Right. That's how crazy it's gotten.
Yes, it's madness, and I bundled that all up in a giant one giant kind of catch-all for these essential American institutions. The law enforcement and intelligence community is one. The courts are another. There are a variety of them, right? But we've talked many times for the last 2 years about Donald Trump is kind of with his head in some ways kind of a battering ram against American institutions. Those are the foundation of what makes the country strong. The country's strength is what counterbalances Russia on the world stage, and particularly Russian aggression. So if you're Vladimir Putin, ripping to shreds American institutions is one giant goal, and then everything that you pointed out on the other world stage is another. I think, you know, it's not, I think, sometimes helpful to discuss the notion of Trump as a Russian agent, only because I think people think that makes him somehow like an undercover spy or something. I do think that the notion that he's an asset, unwitting or witting.
Asset,
exactly. I'm not criticizing you. I just think it's an agent doing the work of the Soviets. It technically could be true, but I do just think asset is probably the word that doesn't cause people to immediately shut their ears sometimes. Whether it's witting, whether it's unwitting, it's the big question that's on the table right now about him.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that he said yesterday, I've never worked for Russia, just made you think over and over again about our two previous presidents embroiled in potential impeachments. Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon saying, Bill Clinton, I never had sexual relations with that woman. And Richard Nixon, I am not a crook. Turned out they were lying. Maybe Donald Trump is too.
Well, it was the first time he actually gave an answer to that too, Joe.
Yeah, and Willie also. Yeah, John is right. It is asset and not agent. That's me at 6:03 in the morning. But let's just state what's obvious. Donald Trump could never be an agent for Russia because he and I'm serious. He doesn't have the bandwidth to do it. He doesn't have the discipline to do it. He blurts everything out that's in his mind. But is he an asset? You know what?
100%.
Just judging, 100% he might be. Let's put it that way, Mika. But again, you judge a tree by its fruits. You look at what Donald Trump has been trying to do on the international stage, and there is not a Republican on Capitol Hill today that wouldn't say that what he has been doing is trying to help Putin, praising Putin. Willie, his words and deeds leave no doubt that this guy is trying to help Russia any way he can.
Well, at the very least, he's an easy mark for Vladimir Putin. And Susan Page, we had that moment, we're looking at the tape right here, where he stopped on his way to New Orleans, took some questions from reporters, and you had NBC's Kristen Welker ask him in an extraordinary moment. We've gotten numb to these moments over the last couple of years, but whether or not he was working for Russia, whether or not the President of the United States was working for Russia, a question the President had to address and finally gave a straight answer on it after dancing around it in his interview with Jeanine Pirro on Saturday night.
You know, what a moment, not just that this question be asked, but that no one would doubt that it needed to be asked. It needed to be asked a second time because he didn't directly respond the first time he was asked by a friendly interviewer. You know, it seems to me we're back to the, we're coming up at the two-year mark since President Trump's inauguration, and it seems to me we're back to a fundamental puzzle from that campaign, which is what accounts for the president's, Donald Trump's attitude toward Russia that we saw at the Republican convention and during that campaign. And that is a question that has not yet really been answered. This latest piece of evidence, this shocking New York Times story about serious consideration of the United States withdrawing from NATO. It's these are just extraordinary times.
Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, welcome aboard.
Oh, make it stop, Dan. Make it stop. Oh, my goodness, these people. You know, they are attempting to create an alternate reality. Now, maybe they already live in that alternate reality. But Scarborough and company are just... do you think that they actually believe their own baloney? Or do you think they're just trying to convince everybody else to believe this baloney?
I think it's the second one. I think what they have a narrative. Russia's got something over Trump. Trump is helping Putin. Trump's pulling out of Syria to help Russia. Not that other people, particularly in the Obama administration, former Obama people who think it's a good idea. A lot of people think it's a good idea now, and particularly the way he's doing it. So it's their narrative that Trump always does the wrong thing.
Trump always does the wrong thing. They have a personal vitriol towards the president, I would say. Is that fair to say that? They hate Donald Trump. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they do hate Trump. They do hate Donald Trump.
Yeah, okay. And by extension, then, they hate the half of the country that voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah,
do you
exactly.
That?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So their hatred, their vitriolic hatred, is, a part and parcel of the reason they're trying to obfuscate reality or create an alternate reality. And I'm telling you, man, it's just about straitjacket time for these folks. They're to the point where they're nonsensical, and their hatred is motivating them to say and do things that really has just totally against any reality that you could even think of here. I think what's part of what's going to come back to bite them then, though, is their elevation of the, all these intelligence and justice department type elements of the government, because sooner or later, I think there's some things that's going to come out about some Democrats that they're not going to like too much. And what are they going to say about the Department of Justice when that happens? Well, they're not going to have much place to go.
Well, I'm watching the Barr confirmation, and he has been asked by almost every Republican, are you going to get down to the bottom of what's going on in the Department of Justice? And he has very firmly said yes.
I believe it. I think that maybe he's, I don't know, a bit on the naive side when it comes to trusting some people like Mueller or Rosenstein. But, you know, I do believe that he's willing to take a look at the facts and judge things rightly, you know, based on the answers that he's given so far and his general comportment. I don't know the guy. I mean, I guess, you know, I never did really look, you know anything about him when he was he head of the DOJ before or the FBI?
Hey, Barr?
Yeah.
Barr was Attorney General.
Attorney General, okay. Well, what was your thought thinking about him when he was Attorney General?
He was not. There wasn't much to him during that time. I mean, I didn't think it one way or the other. He was pretty. He was just kind of there. He was in George Herbert Walker Bush's administration.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the big question to me is: does he have the forthrightness and fortitude to really hold bad players and bad actors in the law enforcement and justice and intelligence communities to account, full account of any misdeeds that they've done? That to me is the most important question that he will have to answer once he wins, you know, or once he gets nominated or elected on in there. So, I don't know. I guess, you know, we'll see in the fullness of time, as you like to say. But do you have any? You don't have any misgivings about the guy?
No.
Do you feel like he will probably do a good job? I mean,
oh yes.
From
yeah.
What you know of him?
Yeah, I think. Okay. I mean, this guy's an attorney's attorney.
Okay. All right. Well, oh yes. When are they voting for him? Tomorrow?
No. They're going to do the hearing tomorrow. Then the committee could vote it out of committee by tomorrow. But it'll probably, you could see it on the floor maybe Friday.
Okay. So another month before he gets in and digs into the details enough to hear from anything. So, well, anyway, I appreciate you taking the call, Dan.
Papa B, you have a wonderful day.
Right.
Stay warm, by the way. Newstalk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
From Russia with love.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Much wiser since my goodbye to you. Seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? they see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works, allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
They rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby...
272-9228, that's where we are.
Windshield wiper slapping time. I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Josh. Josh, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, Josh?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing really well.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I'm actually about to throw me a little pot of chili in the cast iron Dutch oven and let the sucker roll and try to chase the elusive whitetail for a little bit.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I tuned in a little bit late, but have you covered the next caravan coming from Honduras?
Actually, we had that yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a little behind time.
That's all right.
What's your feeling on that? I didn't hear about the first one. I know they, I guess, got stoved up in Tijuana. And...
Well, they started out this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, and one group had taken off yesterday at last night, but Fox is the only people who were reporting it.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about it, and I guess it doesn't make sense. I don't know where, I've heard that Soros might be doing the funding behind it, and I don't know what the gain would be behind it, except, putting pressure on our government. I was just trying to get your insight on the whole
ordeal. they're trying to take, get Honduras and Guatemala. The Mexicans have said they're going to defend their southern border. Now, they said that also last time.
Right.
And so we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, it just seems kind of pointless to me, but I don't know. Well, do you mind if I get in Sweet Creek?
No, not at all, Josh. Give me a month and day of birth.
224.
Gotcha.
You got it, big guy. You have a good one.
Right. Yes, sir. You too.
Thanks. Let's see which way we want to go here in our fading time. Nunes is going to be talking about a New York Times report.
Mueller's special counsel is reportedly scrutinizing a breakfast event attended by former House Intel Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, along with Michael Flynn and dozens of foreign officials back in 2017, about 60. And what will they find? Congressman Devin Nunes says another day, another story that we don't know where it came from. Congressman, could you shed some light on this for us? What about this Trump Hotel meeting with about 60 people, including Michael Flynn, at the inauguration?
Yeah, I really can't because, you know, these guys, it's always another day. They do another fake news story. I don't even know what they're talking about. As chairman of the Intelligence Committee at the time, I'm now still the Republican leader of the Intelligence Committee. My job is to meet with foreign dignitaries. So I do that on a daily basis, multiple times per day. During the inauguration week, there were numerous events that I attended and I continued to attend. I continued to meet foreigners all the time, especially working with the ambassadors here in Washington. And, you know, that's what our intelligence agencies do. So the Intelligence Committee oversees 17 agencies. They're not supposed to spy on American citizens, right? So we're supposed to ensure that that's not happening. And I say that because for the first time ever, our intelligence agencies got used to spy on a presidential campaign. So the fact that that I'm holding meetings with ambassadors, you can have at it because I do it every day.
I do it every day. So there was another story that came out that said Mike Flynn and these whole group of people doing inaugural were having meetings with foreign folks. Happens all the time. That actually was a dinners that they would host in with different, they would do the diplomatic corps dinner during the inaugural, and then they'd do key allies dinner. I mean, it's just a fabricating stuff. It absolutely is incredible to me. Diane, let's go. Welcome aboard. Hey. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I love listening to y'all. You keep me informed. And I love that.
I'm glad.
And y'all are so wonderful. And I haven't wished you a happy new year. So I hope you have a wonderful new year. And I would like to get in on the sweet preaching.
You got it. Give me month and day of birth.
5/17/1950.
You didn't have to give me the year. You got that?
Yes.
Thanks, Diane. You have a great day.
I don't mind you knowing my age, darling.
You have a great day.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Let's go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, on us feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. And in my dirty red bandana, I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew.
The Dan Morris Show.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. For me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport.
The Attorney General has a very special obligation, unique obligations. He holds in trust the fair and impartial administration of justice.
Attorney General nominee William Barr making his case for confirmation.
William Barr told the Senate Judiciary Committee he wants to be as transparent as possible about the Russia probe and let it reach its conclusion. Barr also defended a memo critical of Robert Mueller last summer, saying it was narrow in scope and written on his own initiative.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. House Democrats declining President Trump's invitation to a working lunch as part of negotiations to end the partial government shutdown.
Talks to reach a border security deal crumbled last week when the president walked out of a meeting with congressional leaders when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi flatly said she would not approve money for a border wall.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Nice to see sunshine back in our forecast for a couple of days before weather changes move in. Today, mostly sunny. Still chilly with a high temperature only in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. Cold again. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine. A milder day. Upper 50s to around 60. Not bad for January. Thursday, the first of two storm systems on the way with a risk of showers by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. Thursday's high around 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we get a brief break in between storm systems, then showers likely again. Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, before it turns sharply colder as an Arctic plunge of much colder air comes in on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Just got a telephone call on my cell phone. Answered it and said, "Hey, Grandpa."
Oh, that one. They did that to my grandfather. He responded, "What's your name?"
Well, and it said, "Who is this?" And it said, "Your oldest grandchild." One small problem. I don't have a grandchild. Man.
Yeah, he kept asking, if you're my grandson, what's your name? It's like, you know me, Grandpa. It's like, no. I don't. You don't even seem to know your own name. It is amazing how they will try to
rip you off?
Yeah, rip off people, scam people. It's unreal.
Man. 272-9228, reminder about Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go see Tip Tames, David Ingram, the whole gang out at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Great people out there. Let's do this. Yes.
Real quick, I just read something that's reminding me of something I felt about this in counterintelligence thing. Is, you know, they're worried he's an asset, and now Trump saying he wanted to pull out of NATO. What I just read is, at least from one reporter, is that we kind of already knew whispers of this around the NATO summit. And I guess my point, Dan, is this, is it seems like we're taking things from a year or two ago and just recycling them in the news so they now have an elevated talking point to really push the president. It makes me think something's coming up. Because why is the New York Times pushing this story now? It doesn't, it's stuff we already knew. We've already largely known Trump's position on NATO since he got going. He wants them to pay more or else he feels like it's a waste of money. I mean, and we've already known that the people in the FBI and certain people in the intelligence agencies thought Trump was playing into Russia's hand, if not an unwitting asset. So where's the news? It just, I find it very frustrating. It seems like something recycled that I've heard for the last 2 years. It's just their way of pushing this out again. It makes me think something's up or about to happen. Very frustrating.
Very frustrating. Let's do this. Let's continue on with Nunes.
Yeah, it's just where they contributed funds to the inauguration. You were on the inauguration committee. That's what Mueller is evidently reporting. And you say, too, that how do we get this information? Is Mueller leaking or is this unfounded?
Yeah, I don't look, Brian. I don't put anything into this. Okay. I was on the transition team. My job was working the national security issues, and I was meeting with people on a daily basis. And, I don't know who was on the – I actually was not on the inaugural committee.
Okay, my bad.
I was actually on the transition team, working on national security issues. So,
let's move on. We're
available.
All right, I know you just came from California. You got up early for us. We appreciate it. Big story over the weekend. The FBI – this is the headline. FBI opened inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia. And they cite a series of events, everything from the changing of the platform at the RNC to him asking Russia to find the Hillary Clinton's 30,000 emails. The FBI thought the presidential candidate and the president was an agent of Russia. Is this news to you?
Well, look, it's totally ridiculous, right? So I don't know that this story is even true. This also could be fake news. But think about it if it is true. You have, by this time, the president has already been in office for 4 months. So if he is secretly cooperating and collaborating and conspiring with Russians, I think the Secret Service or someone would have known. And so, remember, they were already investigating. They had FISA warrants up on Trump campaign advisors. We know from the text messages that at that time, there was no there from the lead investigator. So it appears to me like, we don't know when these investigations stop or start. But remember, we have asked to see the scope memo, what Mueller's actually supposed to be investigating. So we've never seen that scope memo, even though Congress has repeatedly asked to see the scope memo of the Mueller investigation. If that's true, then if the New York Times actually knows what's in that scope memo, you would have another example of intelligence, of classified information being shown to the New York Times and not shown to Congress. So who knows if this is true or not? It's ridiculous, Brian. As you said, it's ridiculous to think the fact that so many Americans' minds are poisoned out there that somehow this is that the president's corroborating with Russians is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and it is ridiculous. Let me do this. Mike Pompeo was being interviewed with Face the Nation on Sunday. Went back and picked this up, and it was really good. Mike Pompeo, I like the heck out of this guy. He does not mess around with anything. Let's listen in to Mike Pompeo talking about the shutdown and border security.
Mr. Secretary, we are in the middle of this shutdown, and I know a number of State Department employees are not getting paid, including a quarter of U.S. employees in foreign countries. You've been going to U.S. embassies. What are you telling staff about when they can expect a paycheck?
Look, it's unfortunate that we're in this shutdown. I wish we weren't too. I hope that it's resolved quickly, and I certainly told our teams that. But you have to know these great Americans who are working in our embassies around the world. They understand the mission. They understand its importance. They understand that whether the government is open or closed, they have a task to do, and they are hard at it.
Well, I do want to ask you, since we are so focused on what's happening with this shutdown here at home, the State Department, when it comes to the border issues, has issued a report in 2017 about counterterrorism, and it says that there is no credible evidence that international terrorist groups have established bases in Mexico or sent operatives via Mexico into the United States. It adds the southern border is vulnerable, but terrorist groups likely seek other means of trying to enter the United States. How does this match with the claim that there is a border security crisis?
Listen to this.
Make no mistake about it, Margaret. Keeping our southern border secure is an important national security component. It's critical that we do that well. There's a real risk to the United States of America. We need to take this seriously. We need to secure our southern border. We need to make sure that those who want to do us harm don't have a way to access us in that way. There are many things we have to do. One of the reasons I'm in the Middle East is to work on prevailing against terror. There are lots of elements of this, but border security is certainly an important component.
So is the State Department report wrong to say that this is not how terrorists are trying to enter the United States?
Margaret, terrorists try to get into our country lots of ways. One of the ways they can come in is across our southern border. What you saw was an unclassified report. Make no mistake about it, terrorists will always find the weakest link, and we need to make sure that the weakest link in our national security is in our southern border.
Okay, so he's I like Pompeo. He lays it out there, gets it right to the point. And when somebody says, oh, well, no, this is really interesting, he straightens them out.
But I first want to ask you about this New York Times report that says right after President Trump fired former FBI Director James Comey, the FBI began investigating whether President Trump himself was a potential threat to national security and whether he'd been working for Russia or unintentionally influenced by Moscow. What is your reaction to this?
I'm not going to comment on New York Times stories, but I'll certainly say this. The notion that President Trump is a threat to American national security is absolutely ludicrous.
Just to clarify, since you were CIA director, did you have any idea that this investigation was happening?
Margaret, I've answered this question repeatedly, indeed on your show. The idea that's contained in the New York Times story that President Trump was a threat to American national security is silly on its face and not worthy of a response.
Not worthy of a response. I mean, I love this guy. That's the way to handle it, Mike. So let's continue on here. Now he's going to be talking about Syria, Turkey, and the United States.
One of the reasons you're in the Middle East is to reassure and explain to some of our allies what the U.S. policy in Syria is. So I'd like you to do that for us today, because the Pentagon announced yesterday that it actually has begun its withdrawal from Syria. Yet the U.S. National Security Advisor, John Bolton, said that wouldn't happen until two things. One, the U.S. defeated ISIS, and two, Turkey assured us it wouldn't go after our Kurdish allies. Have those two conditions been met?
Margaret, the president's guidance is incredibly clear. The roughly 2,000 uniformed soldiers that are in Syria today are going to be withdrawn. That activity is underway. We're going to do so in an orderly, deliberate way, a way that protects America's national security, a way that allows us to continue the important mission that they were on, the counterterrorism mission, the effort to make sure that with the destruction of ISIS is not only complete, but that their resurgence is not possible, our efforts to counter the threat from terrorism stemming from the Islamic Republic of Iran, those are all real missions. The tactical change we've made and the withdrawal of those 2,000 troops is just that, a tactical change. Mission remains the same.
So has Turkey's president promised you not to attack our Kurdish allies?
Yeah, look, when President Erdogan and President Trump spoke, they talked about this issue. The Turks have made clear that they understand that there are folks down in Syria that have their rights. We also want to make sure that those in Syria aren't attacking, terrorists aren't attacking Turkey from Syria. We're fully engaged, Ambassador Jeffries, and fully engaged in conversations with the Turks, as well as with the SDF in Syria, to make sure that we accomplish all of those missions. We can do each of those things, Margaret.
Simple.
That clip had so much in it. I mean, last I read, yes, the U.S. is withdrawing troops. They're moving the uniformed troops. I picked up on that. Uniformed troops are moving into Iraq out of Syria. I also heard a report, though, that Pompeo and others saying we're not removing our sentry posts, which we've set up across Syria since taking. And I'd imagine.
And what that is the buffer zone that's keeping the Kurds away from the other folks.
And then I also imagine we maybe have ununiformed folks still around.
Little green men?
Yeah. I just think that's possible, you know.
Former head of the CIA, now Secretary of State.
Right.
He's very measured. I like this guy. Okay, projecting U.S. military strength, because she's going to be worried. Margaret Brennan's going to be really worried.
I want to ask you here, though, because you know, as a diplomat, The threat of credible use of military force is what gives you power at the negotiating table. How does taking out U.S. troops from Syria get you any closer to expelling Iran?
Margaret, the United States of America can project military power from lots of places in the world. The absence of a couple thousand soldiers on the ground in Syria in no way materially diminishes the capacity of the United States of America and our amazing armed forces to deliver American power to accomplish our objectives anywhere in the world. That certainly includes in Syria. It certainly includes into Iran, if need be. We still have those tools. American diplomats still have that leverage and that power standing behind them. I'm very confident in our military capabilities here in the Middle East.
So by that, are you saying that having U.S. troops in nearby Iraq will fill any kind of vacuum left by pulling out of Syria?
Margaret, we have lots of tools in the arsenal. I was out visiting some amazing warriors out at NAVSET yesterday in Bahrain. We have an enormous amount of American military capacity. Our ability to achieve what we need to do militarily is there. My task as America's Secretary of State is to make sure that we don't have to use that tool, that we get the diplomatic outcomes to secure the Middle East and keep it stable and protect the American people as well.
Right. Measured?
Very measured. And one of the tools in the toolbox, and excuse the metaphor there, is Israel itself. I mean, every time Iran's gotten way too close to that part of the border,
boom,
boom. And Iran doesn't respond because they can't, really.
We didn't get to a piece that we actually had last week where they were on the carrier Stennis and they were doing bombing attacks there, and they were talking about how active it was, how many sorties they were doing there. So, I mean, Margaret Brennan should, I mean, she just would have seen her own CBS piece on that. She would know we have the ability to project a lot of power out there. Yeah. I love the way Pompeo says that, though. Let's see this. Let me go to a break. Demo show. We'll finish this up. Plus, we have a little more on the LA's teacher strike. Plus, MS 13 right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Mike Pompeo, my kind of guy. Okay, so Mike Pompeo is going to be, he's heading to Saudi Arabia in, to meet with MBS, but he's going to be asked about Iran.
When it comes to Iran, the Trump administration has taken some, you know, confrontational tactics here, pulling out of nuclear accord, saying that Iranian threats would be matched here. But we saw this week another American, a Navy vet, Michael White, has been behind Iranian bars since July. So the Trump administration is not stopping Iran from taking Americans hostage. What is happening with this American?
This administration is proud of the work that we've done to get Americans released all across the world. With respect to the Michael White case in particular, I can't say much. It's an ongoing consular matter. But the American people should know we take the security of every American wherever they are traveling in the world as one of our foremost priorities. We will continue to work to get each of them back. And your point about the Islamic Republic of Iran is spot on. It's why the JCPOA was such a horrible idea. Many Americans are being held there today that were taken by the Iranian regime. And these are a group of people who are among the worst terrorists in the world, and who have the least respect for human rights in the world. And it's why this administration has taken the very hard line you just described against Iran.
Is the Trump administration open to a prisoner swap with Iran?
I'm not going to talk about something like that.
Well, I ask you because Michael White's mother spoke to CBS, and she said she would like the administration to negotiate for her son. She said, "What is a human life worth? I would like the U.S. to negotiate. I want him home." What can you tell her you're doing to bring her son home?
I have great sympathy for the families of those Americans who are wrongfully detained all across the world. And we do everything we can every day to get their return. We use our diplomatic tools in every corner of the world to reach out to these places to get these young men and women home. We're intent to do that in Iran. We're intent to do that all across the world. We take this obligation as a solemn one, and this administration's had quite a few successes. I hope we have more.
Potentially open to negotiations then.
We're using every tool that we have in our arsenal to get these Americans back home wherever we find them.
I love this guy.
I know this is a very serious subject, especially we're talking about an American taken hostage, but I got to stop binge-watching 24, because I thought he was going to say, we're doing everything we can, including using Jack Bauer.
That would have been a biggie, wouldn't it? Okay, so he's going to be talking about the meeting with North Korea and then also with MBS. The Crown
Ambassador
Prince.
Bolton said the next summit with Kim Jong-un would be in January or February. We're in that window. When will we see President Trump sit down with the North Korean leader?
We're working out the details, Margaret. You'll be among the first to know.
I know, sir, you're at the end of this trip. You will be headed to Saudi Arabia. It has been about 100 days since Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi was brutally murdered. Will you raise this issue with Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince?
Of course.
Then what will you say?
I'll say what we've said consistently. America's position, both privately and publicly, is the same. This was an outrageous act, an unacceptable murder. Those who were responsible will be held accountable by the United States of America. We're determined to do that. We're determined to get at the facts just as quickly and as comprehensively as we can. We've had a policy that's been remarkably consistent with respect to this. We like the rest of the world, value human rights all across the globe. And the murder of Jamal Khashoggi was outrageous, and we'll hold those responsible accountable. And then we'll talk about all the important things we do with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and all the support they provide to keep Americans in Kansas and Colorado and California and in Washington, D.C. safe.
Are you going to bring it up? Of course. That was his answer. And then so she's kind of, what? You didn't give me a 2-minute answer type thing. This guy's really good, and he didn't play around. And so he knows what he wants, he knows what the mission is, and he just stays flat on it.
I was a little skeptical when he's at first tapped to be Secretary of State, but I think he puts on such a forceful public face, it gives him a lot of room to discuss things with world leaders. That's the way I would put it. I think he comes across as so forceful, they might be a little intimidated at times.
A little intimidated?
Just maybe an understatement.
In Los Angeles, they have a teacher strike going on. Let's listen into this.
Well, some parents this morning and students are reporting chaotic conditions in Los Angeles schools as a teacher strike enters its second day. Educators in the nation's second largest school district stood in pouring rain on the picket lines yesterday. The district says fewer than 142,000 students showed up for class. That's about a quarter of the district's 600,000 students. Tony DeCopel is outside San Fernando Senior High School, north of downtown Los Angeles.
Well, there's more rain expected today and also more picketing as those teachers demand greater resources for a predominantly low-income school district that they fear is falling behind. But in the meantime, as you point out, not a lot of learning is going on. Attendance down across the district. And at this school in particular, attendance was down 90% on Monday.
90%?
Armed with ponchos and picket signs, tens of thousands of Los Angeles public school teachers took their fight to the streets Monday.
We are willing to do what it takes for our children, for our students. So if we have to be out here in the rain, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be in the rain.
It's not fair for teachers to buy supplies for their students.
Claudia Aguilera has a daughter in the fourth grade.
What brings you out to the picket line?
I'm fighting for her to have a small class.
Along with smaller class sizes, teachers are demanding higher pay and more funding for counselors and nurses. They've been working without a contract for a year and a half.
We're doing everything that we can to help these kids, and I don't think the district is doing everything they can to help us to help the kids.
Pretty impoverished school district, one of the largest in the United States. And they're out of money in one of the biggest financed education parts of the state in the country. Let's go to the second part of the story. Try to see if we can fit this in.
But there's always
While the district is keeping schools open, it wants union teachers back at work.
We urge them to resume bargaining with us anytime, anywhere. 24/7, we'd like to resolve this.
With 80% of students in the district coming from low-income families, many kids rely on school not just for education, but for daily meals. Supper was served at Atwater Avenue Elementary on Monday, but attendance was down by almost two-thirds. The kids who did show up say they spent the day reading books and doing puzzles.
It felt weird because all the classes were mixed up, and sixth grade, fifth grade, and fourth grade.
When I came to school, I was like, wow, we really can't live without teachers.
I think a lot of people agree with little Giselle there. We mentioned this is a low-income school district, but there's another factor here. The UCLA Civil Rights Project points out that this district is one of the most segregated in the country, more than 70% Latino, less than 10% white students. The longer this strike drags on, the more people here will wonder if those numbers were reversed, would the money be easier to find?
It's a good point, Tony. Thank you. And you think about how many kids rely on school to get a meal. The superintendent of the LA Unified School District is writing in the Wall Street Journal today that 82% of students rely on free or reduced wage meals at school, including 72,000 special needs students. This is an emergency.
Notice she said rely. Not that they get, they rely on it. That the threshold, that's my problem with these newscasts. Rely. There's a big difference between meeting the threshold and relying on it. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Show.
Guys, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great, he's next. Adios.